I'm going to share with you a word about prayer. And I think the first Wednesday, it's going to be February 6th. Wednesday, we're going to have our first prayer meeting. I will encourage all of you to come and join us. It's going to be 1 hour. We won't have life groups this year. So if you are attending life group, now you have to, you come to church and you keep doing something on Wednesday. If you are leaders, I will encourage you. If you want to pray for people, I will encourage you to come. If you want to be a blessing for this city, the country, church, for people, prayer has to be involved. And it's not an old style that I... actually, it's an old style because the old church, the early church, usually they were gathering together to pray. That's why I believe this is what the Lord wants for us, the last church. I don't know if I can call it a last church, but I believe we are the last generation before Jesus Christ comes. Maybe Judah's generation is the last one. When sometimes I think about that, I think I won't die. I believe Jesus Christ will come to rescue me. And I'm not that young, okay? So I believe Jesus is coming. And then prayer is a communication. It's just a communication with God through Jesus Christ. And then we can have fellowship with Him. This is such a privilege for the Church of Christ to be able to have fellowship with the Creator of the universe, the Almighty God. We have a possibility, we have this right to have fellowship with Him because we are children of God. We have fellowship with Him. That's a privilege the Church of Christ has. So let's use this privilege. Let's take advantage of this privilege. I think that the name of this message is going to be, you take your own thoughts about prayer. Because after reading scriptures, you say, no, you will realize that it's really important. We do. Have you ever thought about something? Have you ever thought about doing something? Have you ever thought about that thing is very important? But we're still kind of procrastinating. We're still not doing. We're still like, oh, tomorrow. Oh, maybe after tomorrow. One day. Oh, when I'm free. Home. Oh, when I finish this project. And sometimes prayer is like that. I'm going to pray. Because most of people think that prayer is something heavy on us. It's something that, so, you know, I have to spend time. I have to stay there for hours. I have to find the right words to talk with God because He's holy. I have to. But when you realize that prayer is a communication between God and us, and we can talk all the time. It's not heavy, like Cindy was ministering. It's so great when you come to visit our parents or the parents comes to visit us, the children, and you get together and we talk. We don't feel like, oh, this is heavy. Oh, my gosh, I have to see my son today. No, we just rejoice. And communication with the Lord should be the same. I wake up in the morning. I look at Leo, Gabrielle. Hey, good morning. How are you? What are you going to do? No. And we talk. Fellowship, communicate. It's based in communication. So let's understand that there's different kinds of prayer. We're going to talk about on Wednesdays. Won't be a meeting to teach you about prayer, like long teaching, but 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Because little by little, I believe we're going to learn more and more. And this is what the Lord wants us, to get more involved with prayer. The prayer that don't pray, the church that doesn't pray, is not a strong church. And we are seeking that. We want to see the revival. We want to experience the revival. Okay, oh, but that pastor was 2018. We are praying, believing, and seeking that in our lives. But now, a new year, new goal. No. We keep believing for a revival. And the revival is inside of us. It's from inside out. So I want to grow in His presence. I want to do more for Him. I want to receive more from Him. So this is what we're going to do. And when we get together, we're going to pray and learn more. But what I'm saying is, let's build that kind of behavior. That every time we do, everything we have to do, we ask the Lord first. Every decision we make, we ask the Lord first. Because it's simple. We wake up, we talk with our wives and children. We wake up and we talk with the Lord. But sometimes I need to talk with her. I said, I need a private conversation with you. And sometimes, of course, we need a private conversation with the Lord. That's why we get together with Him by ourselves. We close the door. We get alone with the Lord. And sometimes we have family meetings. We talk. And when you have family meetings, it's not always like something really serious. Sometimes we have family meetings and we eat popcorn and we talk and about whatever. This is what I want to let you, the will of my heart for you to understand. So it's a relationship. When we see a circumstance in our lives, sometimes we start thinking about, oh, how can I do with this? How can I deal with this circumstance? How can I pay for this? How can I go there? How can I finish this project? And then, wow. Sometimes we forget to say, Lord, help me. And that's a prayer. Lord, help me, because you know what's the best way to go. You know what's the best thing to do. You know. But because we don't use to spend too much time with Him, we forget. But this church in your life, and as a pastor, I will encourage you to have the word of God in your mouth, in your heart, and in your mouth. To speak the word, to declare faith, to everything you do. You ask the Lord. You wait for the Lord's answer. And we move forward. Amen? Amen. Okay. So let's read the first scripture. Just for you to let you know, Philippians 4:6 tells us for not to be anxious about anything. You know that. Well, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So this was what I was talking about. So every situation, Philippians 4:6 says, every situation, present your request to God. Every situation, when you wake up, present something to the Lord. Present your life to the Lord. Present your thoughts to the Lord. Present your goals to the Lord. James 5:16 says, the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. Another translation says that produce great results. James 5:16. Yeah, I'm going to move fast. So you just make some notes of the scriptures, then you can read later. So the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and produces great results. So prayer is important. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually. Pray without cease. Cease. Please help me, correct me. Thank you, Mary. Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So when the scripture has many more scriptures talking about how important it is to pray. And you know, this is a message that usually in church, people say, oh, I know about prayer. I this message again, this reminder again. So because God is telling me and he's telling you how important it is to come back to the position of prayers. We have been called to be prayers, to pray, to intercede. Not only our relationship with God, but we are intercessors. We pray for people. And everything Jesus did, everything. I'll encourage you to read the Gospels again. And you see, every time Jesus was praying when he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus was praying for a whole night. And they, in the morning, he came with the 12 names, 12 apostles. He was praying alone. He called James, Peter, John to pray with him. He was praying all the time. Jesus didn't do anything without praying. And said, oh, but Jesus, yes, Jesus, if he did, I want to do it. And this message started when I was telling you what I believe for this year. My goal is to be more like Jesus Christ. And this is my goal for the church of Word of Life Church, is to be more like Jesus Christ. I wanna be more like him. And then the first thing God put in my heart is this: you have to pray more. You have to be connected with me. You have to pray for people. You have to pray for church. You have to pray. And I said, oh, I was thinking about other. No, pray. He brought me back to the position, original position, that when we have fellowship with him, nothing's going to happen happen very well, or the God's timing or the perfect way, if you don't receive from him, if you don't connect with him, if you do in our own strength, when we don't pray, when you don't go in his presence, when you don't wait for his answer, and we do something, we are doing our own way. But I have a feeling that this is the right way to do. If it's the Holy Spirit telling you that inward word, like that quiet voice from the Holy Spirit, amen. But sometimes it's just flesh. So, feeling, I used to do like this. And God, sometimes he has something that is not, it's unusual, it's different. He wants a different way because he knows what's going to happen there in front of us. We don't see. He was praying before he walked on the water. There are many other examples. I love the praying in John. I was talking, sharing with Mary, and I just shared, like, I was reading John 17. Jesus was praying for us. When you read John 17, it says, you know, and one thing, he was praying for protection. Have you ever thought about that? When you spend time praying for someone, you have a chance to pray for protection. Sometimes we are so distracted that we forget praying. Oh, but I know God is protecting all the time. You know, Jesus was praying, I don't ask you, Lord, to take them out of the world, but to protect them. So, Lord, thank you. My son is driving the car. The other day I woke up in the morning, I just felt like, you know, Leo, I was praying for him because I went to the washroom and I saw outside and was slippery because it was really cold. I don't know. I came to my bed. I couldn't sleep. And I said, Lord, just protect him. He's going to leave in a few minutes and drive. So, yes, that because this is what, yes, I'm practicing for a while. And the first thought was, oh, Lord, I'm worrying about Leo. He's going to drive. I'm worrying. Well, not Lord. But I'm worrying. I don't know. I'm scared. I don't know. Maybe this eyes. No, I wasn't like, no. Just came to my heart to say, Lord, protect him. Protect him. This was my prayer. And I went back to sleep. No, I texted him, Lord, and I told him, Leo, drive safe. Be careful. He needs to do his part. Okay, but Jesus was praying for protection. Jesus was praying in Gethsemane before the soldiers take him. He was praying on the cross. He was praying. Take your own conclusion. Is prayer important? Because Jesus was praying all the time. And he was Jesus. And he said, Lord, I want to be more like Jesus Christ. So he started praying. more. Simple message. I should finish the message. No, a little bit more. Be like Jesus. If you say, Lord, this year I want to be more like you, get ready to pray like Jesus did. He was always in touch with the Lord. Always. Jesus Christ didn't do anything without asking the Lord. So I think it's a good message. I don't want to do anything without asking the Lord. This is not an old message. This is the message for the end of times. This is the message because the church has to be a strong church. He's building a great and powerful army. So how can we be strong if we don't pray? It's not can I use the word obsolete? Is that word right? Obsolete message? Yeah. No, it's not. It's really new. It's really new. We have to spend time together with the Lord. We have to spend time together with people. We have to spend time with people praying together in agreement. I have a scripture here. Sometimes of course, if God said, if you want to be more like Jesus, you have to pray more. You have to start praying more and more and be very constant prayer. Pray constantly. That's the right word. And I was reading Acts 1:4 when Jesus Christ was talking about them, talking with the disciples. I can read. I didn't pass the notes to Leo or to Athena today. But you just pay attention. Acts 1:4-5 says, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I said, amen, Lord. Thank you so much. And then, but this is, I believe, is going to come with our prayer meeting announcement. I'm going to use this scripture because God put in my heart this scripture. In Acts 1:14, it says, they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So Jesus gave them the command, stay there. And they got together. They joined together. They were together because Jesus said, stay there. And they were there praying. They were there doing what's right to do. Of course, if you keep reading the book of Acts, you see that they were working to replace, to have a sub for Judah. No. Judas. Yeah. I was missing with Judah. So that's why. Anyway. Judas. So they were, okay, we need someone to replace him. So they were working. They were doing something. Probably they were eating, cooking, or fasting as well, of course. But they were all together praying. All together praying. And you know the result of that. Acts 2:1 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. They kept there. They were at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. And they said, Lord, I want this. I wanted to fulfill this. And I want to get together with you and pray. And pray for baptisms in the Holy Spirit. I want this church praying for people to have open hearts to receive. More people coming and receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Jesus was believing for that. Jesus was saying, stay there. And they were there praying and waiting for the Lord. They were not there distracted. They were praying, waiting. Lord, you promised. Lord, you promised. So we are here. We are praying. We are praying in agreement. We are all together praying. We believe, Lord. And suddenly, boom. Happen. And I believe we will experience great things because we're going to pray more and more. And we're going to pray together. We're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for the church. Wednesday night, I invite you to come with really great expectation. I invite you to come like to say, I'm going to pray and I will see the results. I will see the results. And happen. When God gives you a command and He asks us to pray, we better obey His command. And He gave us this command. He gave us a prayer as a weapon, as a tool to fulfill the ministry we have on this earth. So let's keep praying. Acts 2:42. This is the scripture that I really love. 2:47. I won't read everything. But this Acts 2, the scripture says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Devoted themselves to prayer. Colossians 4:2, I read before, says, devoted yourselves to prayer. Being watchful and thankful. Devoted yourself. It's not, pastor, devoted yourself. No, he's saying devoted yourself, myself. We all have responsibility. When he's telling us they devoted themselves to the apostles, to the teaching is important. To fellowship is really important. But I won't stop delivering what I have to deliver to you because of fellowship. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to flow in the Spirit. We want to hear the message. We want to do everything He's asking us to do. And then we're going to fellowship. Amen? It's very important. We need to know each other, to pray for one another, to pray together. We need to know each other. That's why fellowship is so important. Relationship is so important. So I'm confident praying with one person. I'm not confident praying with another person. So build a relationship with the other person too. When you have a group of people, I don't know how many people. I don't know if you can come every Wednesday, if you come once a month, once every other month. I'll encourage you to come every time. But I know it's not possible for most of us. But when you come, be free. And say, no, I want to be comfortable praying with you. And we're going to pray together. So let's devote ourselves in prayer. And the result is this. Everyone was filled with awe and the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. How can we perform signs, wonders, and miracles if we don't do what the Lord is asking us to do first, which is to relate with Him? We want the benefits, we want the results, but we don't want to do what He's asking us to do. So not us, okay, church? Because we pray, but we're going to pray more. All the believers were together and had anything in common. They sold properties and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added their numbers daily, those who were being saved. So this is simple to understand. Because they were devoting themselves. They saw, they experienced the result. Simple to understand. I'm declaring, church, and I'm believing that we are going to grow. We're gonna experience more from Him. This is what I want. I desire in my heart. This is what I'm praying for. I'm praying for salvation. I'm praying for protection. I'm praying for baptism in the Holy Spirit. I'm praying for revival. I'm praying for this, the great move of the Spirit. I'm praying. for healing. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying for... So we need to pray. They were doing that and they saw the results. If you keep reading, like when the Acts 3, verse 1, when Peter and John went to pray. They went to pray. They said they were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. And it's another scripture I want to share with you because they were going to pray. They were praying together. Now they are praying at just them. But something caught my attention. Because this scripture, you're going to read later, says that one crypt man was there every day. People were bringing him to be there. It doesn't say how many times Peter and John went to the temple. But usually, they pray every day. And I was... So, they were going there. The guy was there every day. Why didn't it happen before? Because now, church, they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They got the revelation. They got the promise from the Lord. Now they are praying together. They are under that atmosphere of prayer, power. Now they have confidence. Now they have the authority in the name of Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit is pushing them. Now the Holy Spirit is telling them what to do. We could be Christians for a whole life, seeing people dying in front of us without doing anything because, you know, I'm Christian, I'm saved, and that's it. For them was good. Yeah, we met Jesus Christ. We know Jesus Christ. He died. We are saved now. But when they decided to obey the Lord and pray together, waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, waiting for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, they were open to receive. And then after that, everything changed. Now we cannot see people dying in front of us anymore. So no, I don't have money. Get out of my way. That could be our old person. Old Delson. Now, say, I have no money, but what I have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk. So Peter and John did. Now, they are so full of the presence of God. They just left the meeting with his friends. So that's why prayer is important. That's why we're going to pray together. Because next day, when you see someone and you feel like, you know, I don't know what to do. So, no, I was praying. I'm filled with the presence of the Lord. I'm filled with this Holy Spirit. So, I have to do something. Lord, you showed me last night I was praying. You showed me this morning I was praying by myself. So, I'm going to do something. More confidence, church. That's why prayer is very important, to bring us confidence. Confidence. Acts 4:23 talks about that. On their release, Peter and John went back to their... Oh, I jumped. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't jump it, but I will jump to this one. When it says Acts 4:29 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." This is what I want. When you spend time in his presence, when you spend time in prayer, when we receive the Lord's command, he gives us what to do, we get so much confidence in us. So much confidence. When we spend time with the Lord, like this morning, his presence, his glory, he's moving, we feel his touch. And if it's like, yes, I want to do something. Confidence, church. Enable your servant to speak the word with great confidence. That confidence comes through prayer. Comes through relationship with the Lord. Amen. Stretch your hands to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of the Holy Servant Jesus Christ. You know what happened? After they prayed, so they were praying together, the place where they were, where they were meeting was shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. They were praying. They were praying. That's why the name of this message is Take Your Own Conclusion. Is prayer important? I knew that, Pastor. Yes, I knew that too. But if you want to be more like Jesus, he's asking his church, the body of Christ, to spend more time in his presence, to spend more time together in prayer, because he's going to give us commands. He's going to give us what to do. He's going to give us for us to do things that are less time, more effective. We're going to spend more time, spend less time, less money, less effort, and see greater results. Because now we are obeying what he's telling us. He's telling us through prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. And then many other examples. I have one. I'm jumping some examples. Because Acts 12 is talking about Peter. When he escaped from prison supernaturally. And this is good because Peter 12 says, it was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. So the King Herod, he was persecuting the Christians. Verse 2 says, he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this meet with approval among the Jews, he got the approval among the Jews, he proceeded to, oh my goodness, I need a better, bigger letter. Just says Peter also. This happened during the festival. So 4, after arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to the guarder by 4 squads of 4 soldiers each. And he's keeping telling what he did. I don't want to hear what he did. We know about what the world is trying to do against the church, against the Christians. It won't be different now, church. When we showed up to them, filled with the Holy Spirit and the power, with boldness, authority in the name of Jesus, healing people, ministry to people, not in agreement with what they do. When we approach them and the presence of the Lord that gives them, shows them a reproval. They see yourself sinners, okay? They see yourself sinners. When you approach a person and they because of the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, they sometimes don't like you because they see holiness in you and that expose their sin. That's what I want to say. So people sometimes say, why they don't like the church? Because they don't have our approval. Because they don't have God's approval. But they want to keep doing what they want to do. So they were persecuting the church. They didn't like the church. They put Peter in jail. But the Bible says, so Peter was kept in prison. Verse 5. This is Acts 12, 5. So Peter was kept in prison. You know, how can that happen? Because he was praying, because he was doing what the Lord called him to do. He was obeying the Lord. And they put him in jail. So circumstance, remember Paul saying, I know how to deal with different circumstances. I've heard this last week. I've heard someone saying, I walked with the Lord for 7 years. I only have problems. Come on. You know, what he found to help him, he went to the drugs. He said, you know, I was feeling bad. I wasn't bad. I wasn't feeling good. I was so I had to use the drugs. The drugs makes me feel good. So now I'm using drugs when I'm good, but I'm sharing God for people on the streets. So this is the way he's using me. So come on, this is a lie. He's completely wrong. I said, God has always good things for you. He's more powerful than any drugs. He's more powerful. But you know, he was with that in his mind. The devil is lying to him. So we have to pray for people like this to be released from that lie, to be free from the power of the darkness. So we have to pray for them. So, and then when Christians see the circumstances in their life, sometimes they feel, oh, I'm praying. I'm doing this. I'm serving the church. I'm giving my tithe. I'm giving offering. I'm doing this. It's kind of, are you complaining? People complaining or people blaming God? Peter was in jail, in prison. Paul and Silas was in prison. They were praying and singing praises and worship to the Lord, glorifying the Lord, singing out loud for everybody to hear them. This is the way it works. Doesn't matter the circumstances. Sometimes you have plenty of money. Sometimes you don't. But it's still praising the Lord. There's no circumstance that can put us away from prayer or away from God. He was in prison. But the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Another version says, persistent prayer for him. Another one says, constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. I believe that was Peter's confidence. He was in prison praying, and he knew the church was backing him up, praying, praying, praying together. And this is what we're going to do. When you get together, and every time we get together, we're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for our missionaries. We're going to pray for Christians. We're going to pray for salvation. We're going to pray, church. I'm just repeating too much, but you know, this is what he's telling me to tell you. You know, if you know someone, bring the prayer request. You don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for Wednesday night. We don't have to wait for next week. We pray. Let's do that, church. Peter was there in prison, but the church was praying for him. And you know what happened. And when they were getting together, and the scripture says, where many were gathered together praying. You know what happened? Peter just knocked the door. And this is what I believe. While we are praying here, the miracles are happening somewhere. When we are praying here, miracles are happening somewhere. Miracles are taking place in your home, in your family, in your job, in your whatever it is. They were praying together in one accord. And the miracle was happening in prison. And Peter just, so was a dream? Was an angel? What happened? But he was there knocking the door. Why? Because people were praying for him. Because he was praying. He was right attitude. And God was with him. So when you pray, sometimes we don't see things happening. They didn't see what happened in that prison. They didn't see. But something was happening. And I believe I'm going to finish with this. I have many more. But you know, something has to happen, church, when we pray. Something has to happen. Paul and Silas was praying and something happened. They got free from their feet was free to walk and leave that prison. They didn't, but they were free. When we pray, church, something has to happen. I prayed for someone on the hospital last week. And the doctor was saying, oh, we're going to open you. Open surgery to see what's going on because we don't find anything. They are so desperate to find something. So, no, there's no tumor. There's no this. There's no that. So, we don't find anything. But you were feeling pain. So, I'm going to open you. So can you imagine when I got into that room, I said, no, accept that. Then we prayed, and something has to happen. In the morning, he was good. And he was out of the hospital without doing surgery. I got a message from Erica, the Mexican, and I should share. You know, we prayed for her on Sunday. We laid hands on her on Sunday evening. She was asking, she had a prayer request. She's going to deliver the message and pray for nations, pray for Israel, pray for us. So we prayed all together. Me, Katie, everybody was in the meeting. And he just called me. Like, he left a message. Everything we prayed happened. And much more. And since, because when I prayed for that person in the hospital, I was driving back home and talked to the Lord and said, Lord, I want to see results in every prayer I pray. I want to see results. I want to see the results. And I want to seek you, Lord, more and more to see more and more results. I want to pray more. I'm building confidence inside of me. And that's why I'm here to tell you to build that confidence inside of you. Lord, give to your servant. What do you need? Ask the Lord. You need more confidence? Ask for confidence. If you need more wisdom, ask for wisdom. You need more knowledge? Just seek the knowledge. But the Bible says, enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. We need boldness to speak. We need boldness to pray. So let's do something different this year. Let's pray with more boldness. I pray with boldness. You are judging me. No, I'm not judging anybody. I know you pray. I pray. When I say Lord told me to pray more, it's to pray more. That's because, no, it's not because I'm not praying. But he's asking me to do more. There's a reason. When the Lord is asking us to do something, it's because there is a reason. And I believe it's because he wants to see us stronger as a church. He wants to see us stronger as children of God. He wants to see us stronger as the army of God. He wants us more connected with him and knowing what to do, how to do, and when to do it. He wants that from his church. And this is the church we have. And this is the church we're gonna do. A church that pray. The church that loves the Lord. The church that trusts in the Lord. Because when we pray, it's because we trust in the Lord. My children never comes to me and say, I know my dad won't give to me, but I'll ask him. So it makes no sense. I know, Ali, you won't do it for me, but let me ask him. And I asked him, he said, no. So why I should ask him if I know? He says, you know, I come with confidence. Hey, Ali, can you get some water? So I have confidence that I know he can help me. He can serve me. He can give me something I'm asking him. So this is the confidence we have when we approach the Lord, that he hears us. And you know, when he hears us and we're asking him according to his word, he already gave to us. Church, you already have the victory. You already have the healing. You already have the prosperity. You already have the protection. We do have, because he hears us. And then when we start praying more and more, more and more, he's going to say, you know, you have everything you need. So pray for the others that don't have what they need. They need something from me. And we will pray for people. When you get together, we're going to pray. And we will see the results. This is my declaration of faith. I believe, that's why I speak. We will pray and we'll see the results. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. I hope you got the message and you got encouraged to pray. You got encouraged to come, to get together. Got encouraged to do more for the Lord. Because this is what he wants from us. Amen? Can you please stand up?